such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Good afternoon, listeners. I am Loretta Frelick, and I usually sit in for Father Anthony on Mondays with my co-host, Mary Fiorito. But Mary is off doing good and fighting evil in her own way. And so we're just going to give God glory today, Nick and I. We're not going to break the show, so nobody will be unhappy when they come back. And we've got a super exciting show today, and it's always super exciting when our guest is Maria Vadilla. But before we get to Maria, you know we have some prayer intentions that we need to lift up, listeners. As you know, Andrea Bocchetti Bayer, friend of the show, tells us when she comes and tells us all these awful things that we got to stay alert. We have to watch. We have to know what's going on. So, you know, this week we want to be praying for an end to the mailed abortion drugs, mifepristone and misoprostol, commonly called RU486. But, you know, we did it, listeners. We did it. We implored heaven, and the Lord heard our prayer and answered us with an affirmative decision for us in Dobbs. And so we all know now, no excuse, nothing is impossible for God. I can't tell you all the pro-lifers in my committee and in my parish. Oh my gosh, Loretta, we never thought we'd see the end. Oh my gosh, look at what prayer did. So listeners, look at what prayer did. Let's get an end to those abortion drugs. We are also still praying for the protection, good health, and safekeeping of Cardinal Zen of Hong Kong and his assistant, Father Chang, and Jimmy Lai, who has been arrested and is facing another trial in September. His crime, ladies and gentlemen, he's a Catholic. So we want to end his suffering, or at the very least, ask the Lord to stand next to him in those prison cells. And the other prayer that we want to pray is for Nicaragua Bishop Rolando Alvarez. And as he was about to board that plane to be led to freedom in the United States, what courage it must have taken for him to turn around and say, no, I will not leave my people. And immediately he was arrested, charged, had his trial, and he is now in the Modelo prison. And so we pray for Rolando Alvarez, bishop in Nicaragua, and all of his priests and catechists. We also pray for the conversion of Daniel Ortega, the Sandinista leader who's been president of Nicaragua since 2007, and his wife, Vice President Rosario Murillo. And so we want to pray for their conversion. Jesus loves them too. Amen. And so we want to pray that the Lord will touch their heart. And the very final prayer we want to lift up, you know, in the United States, the last acceptable prejudice is against Catholics. And so we want to stand up for our faith in any way we can. And I know we all can't show up at the LA Dodger Stadium with our picket signs, but you sure can pray from your prayer chair here in your home. On June 16th, Los Angeles Dodgers are hosting Pride Night, and they are going to honor the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. And now you heard Mary and I talking about them last week. This is something, it is so obscene what they do in a man pretending to be Jesus on the cross in a crucifixion scene and another man pole dancing on it. It is evil personified, and Catholic bigotry should be no more tolerated than any other expression of hate. So we've got our prayer assignments, and we're just looking forward to seeing the Lord move in our nation and in our schools, in our elections, in our all of those that we pray for on a national level. But now we want to welcome Maria Vadilla. And Maria is someone who has lived political oppression. And she is here with us today to share her life and what's going on with the School of the Holy Spirit and all that other good stuff. Maria, are you with us?
Yes, I am with you, Loretta, and it's always wonderful. It's always a joy to be with you and with your Chicago people.
It is our privilege, Maria.
Listen, we are living in the best of times.
Amen.
And I'm telling you why. Because the times are really dark, but we as God's people, we shine the greatest when it's really dark. So this is a great moment for evangelization. This is a great moment to speak the truth of the human condition. And the only way that we can get out of the darkness and into the light, and it's through Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm always hopeful, Loretta. I'm always hopeful because I know that Jesus on the cross, he defeated the devil once and for all by the power of his blood. And we, the church, and I'm not talking about a building, I'm talking about people, we have an assignment to do, and it's to enforce that victory of Calvary, to use our authority over the enemy. And we see that this nation is in chaos at the moment. Amen?
Amen.
So the church needs to rise up. This is a time to be full of boldness. And, you know, this boldness comes from the Spirit. It comes from the Holy Spirit. It's what happened to Peter on the day of Pentecost. You know, the Holy Spirit came with fire, and they started to speak in tongues. They got filled with joy. And scary cat Peter claimed the gospel in front of all the people that he had been afraid of. What happened to him? It was the Holy Spirit. And this is what we need. We need to be empowered with the Holy Spirit, full of boldness and courage. And if there is anything that, if you ask me, what is most needed today, it's courage, you know?
Amen.
Courage. We need to be who God called us to be. We cannot allow fear to intimidate us or to stop us. Proverbs 28, verse 1 says, the righteous, and that's us, the righteous are as bold as a lion. And what is so special about the lion is that the lion never retreats. He always moves forward. He does not allow anything or anybody or any circumstance to intimidate him. He's always moving forward. And this is what we need to know. And this is what we need to be at this moment.
You know, Maria, you have shared with me before that the roar of the lion can be heard for 5 miles in the jungle.
Yes. And it's about territory, you know?
Yes.
It's about him saying, this is my domain. Don't you get inside my domain or you're done with. And this is the authority that we carry. Amen?
Amen.
We need to know who we are. There is a crisis of identity in the church, but we are sons and daughters of Almighty God. And Jesus Christ has delegated his authority to us. And he has given us the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
The enemy should be afraid of us. Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Now, you talked about having an identity. And, you know, so many of us, when you ask somebody, you know, who are you, they usually fill in with, you know, what they do. You know, I was a prosecutor. That's what I did. But that's not who I am. I am is the beloved child of God. And tell our listeners, what does that imply for us as we approach the Father?
That the Father really loves us, cares for us. He loves us with the same love with which he loved Jesus. And he has given to us everything that he gave to Jesus. In Luke 12:32, Jesus says, "Do not fear, little flock. It's been my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." He has given us the kingdom. Is that amazing or what?
Amen.
And Ephesians 1:3, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. We have been seated in heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6. Luke 10:19, we have been given authority to trample over every serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. You know, we are in a war, Loretta. I mean, at this moment, planet Earth is a war zone, whether you believe it or not. You know, I hear a lot of people saying, "No, don't talk to me about the devil. Don't talk to me about that." But you know what? We need to know what's going on because we need to enforce the victory over the enemy. If we look the other way, the kingdom of darkness keeps on advancing.
Amen.
Yeah, and we are the ones that have the authority and the power. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And, you know, you talk about us being in a war. And not just, you know, when we think of the war, we think of Russia and the Ukraine. But even in our own nation, our government is at war with us.
Yes.
I'm horrified to think that FBI agents have been, infiltrating and investigating the Catholic Church. I mean, that just blows my mind. What are you looking for here? There is nothing to see except Jesus. But, you know, are the Catholics now considered a bunch of terrorists because they want to go, I don't know, to Latin Mass? I don't get it. What purpose would the FBI have to investigate Catholics?
You know why? Because when we know the truth and the truth sets us free, we know the Word of God, we know that Jesus is with us, we know how the book reads at the end in Revelation, Jesus Christ is triumphant. Amen.
Amen.
And when we come to know the truth and we're grounded on the truth, nobody can change our minds. That's why it's so important to know identity. You know, I was listening to a report the other day, and this government believes that Christians, that includes Catholics, that we are the greatest threat to the nation. We are.
Well, I would hope we're a threat to the unsaved soul, but to the nation. I mean, the Christian can only do good, because if you're moving in the Lord's kingdom, you are only bringing his blessing and heaven down to earth.
Yes, but we're living in the times of Isaiah 5:20, when people call good evil and evil good. And so there's a lot of confusion. There is a lot of lies. You know, the news media, by and large, is mostly propaganda. They're really not giving any news. They're just propaganda, brainwashing. So people are confused. People don't know what to believe. But when you're a real Christian, you know your roots. You know who you are. And you know whose you belong to.
Amen.
Amen. Word of God says, "All who call on my name will never be put to shame." And that's the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know,
Maria, you're so right, Maria. When you know who you are, when you know whose you are. I recall during the pandemic, in so many ways, it was sometimes you could just feel the fear that they were putting on us in the lockdown and the fear that they were, you know, stirring up and in masking us up and having us afraid to be near people and not show our faces. And it's really, as head of household, I was getting concerned. And yet the more I prayed, I knew whose I was. The more I prayed, the Lord told me, "You will never be without." You know, and when there were all the shortages and, you know, you needed 95 masks to get up and plan your day, all of those things. I got more masks than I'll ever know what to do with. I could make paper blankets. I have so many. And yet, I never need it for anything because I am the Lord's and He provides.
Amen. And, you know, the devil knows that when people are fearful, they are easily controlled.
Amen.
And manipulated. And so that's one of the tactics of the enemy, to instill fear in people's lives, because then they get paralyzed, they can be manipulated and controlled. And many, many people, that's what happened to a lot of the people. But you know what? Again, we have to know what is our assignment in this planet, and we have to know the Holy Spirit, 2 Timothy 1:7. The spirit you have received is not the spirit of timidity. That the word really is there is cowardice.
Mm.
You're not coward. Amen?
Amen.
But we have received the spirit of power, dunamis power, the miracle-working power of God. That we have received the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind.
Praise Amen. God.
And in the middle of the chaos, we can have a sound mind, and we can be operating in love, and we can be more than conquerors, or we're supposed to be. But, you know, Loretta, in 2020, when the pandemic was, you know,
yes.
alive.
Alive, yes. That's what I would call it, alive.
Yeah. You know, every July we put on a school of the Holy Spirit, and that year we said, we asked the Lord, what are we supposed to do? And the Lord said, you put on the school, like every other year. And we put on that school. It was supposed to be in a parish, and it got canceled. Another parish, the other parish said no. We prayed, and we ended up having the school in the parking lot of a hotel under a tent. And it was a glorious school of the Holy Spirit.
Praise
and
God.
It was amazing. And people that were staying in the hotel came to the tent not even knowing what it was all about. Yeah. But they heard the sounds of praise and worship, and they came, and they gave their lives to Jesus, and they got empowered with the Holy Spirit. I remember one young man that was driving all the way from North Carolina into the Boston area. He saw that tent, and he just drove up to the tent. And he gave his life to Jesus, and I prayed with him for the Holy Spirit to come. He said, you know, I come from an atheist family. I never knew these things. But somehow I saw the tent, and I just knew that I had to go to the tent. I mean, this is the Holy Spirit at work.
Amen.
And so many healing testimonies and so many wonderful things that happened there. But the point is, when the Lord says, do something, we cannot allow fear to control us.
Right.
Amen?
Amen. And when we come back from our first break, Maria, we're going to hear more about the School of the Holy Spirit that's coming up this summer that our listeners could enjoy. I'm Loretta Frelick, and you are listening to Maria Vedia on Winds of Change, the new EWTN Catholic radio voice for Chicagoland, WSFI Catholic Radio on AM 750, WNDZ, and on 88.5 FM, WFSI.
I'm Dr. Peter Howard, founder of the Fulton Sheen Movement. On July 9th, join me and Father Tom Loya at Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Church in Homer Glen for an historic rally to fan the flame of love and devotion to Venerable Fulton Sheen. We need Fulton Sheen's intercession and guidance now more than ever. We're gathering to pray for his cause and especially for the Holy Spirit to move the church to set a new date for his beatification. Starting at 10 a.m., come and pray with us. Enjoy a delicious cookout and hear inspiring talks on Sheen by Father Loya and myself. Activities are planned for the whole family. Go to FultonSheenMovement.com for a complete schedule and to sign our global petition to unpause the cause of this great prophet for our times. Co-sponsored by WFSI, this rally is your chance to make a difference. I'll see you all on July 9th.
Bye now, and God love you.
I'm Loretta Frelick, and you are listening to the Winds of Change.
Sometimes it's tough to hear Winds of Change over the air, what with tall buildings, power lines, and other static. Now you can hear Winds of Change anywhere, anytime, or on any device. When Winds of Change is on the air Monday through Friday, noon to 1, go to ststandschurch.org. Scroll down to the Winds of Change tile and click on the Listen Live button, or visit Winds of Change Facebook page to see the Listen Live link.
Welcome back, listeners. We're talking to Maria Vidia, and we're about to learn about the School of the Holy Spirit. Maria, I am just so amazed. As a prosecutor and now as an attorney, I have to have so many continuing legal education hours just to keep my license. And yet, as Catholics, it's sort of like once we get out of CCD in the eighth grade or religious education in the eighth grade, we're done. We are done. And unless we pick up a book or somehow, you know, enjoy a prayer time like adoration or the rosary with other parishioners, we really don't expand our faith life. And you have started the amazing School of the Holy Spirit. Can you tell our listeners about this continuing education program that is off the charts, filled with supernatural wonder?
Yes, this is God's idea, Loretta, because he spoke to me in 2007, and we've been putting our school since, I think, 2008. And the School of the Holy Spirit is basically to learn how to create an atmosphere in your life, in your own personal life, for the Holy Spirit to move in power. Because the Lord sends us to proclaim the good news of the gospel to every creature, right?
Right.
And gives us the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes with gifts. So we want to use the gifts of the Holy Spirit just like Jesus did when we read the Gospels. We want to heal the sick. We want to be able to prophesy over people. We want to set the captives free. We want to be led by the Holy Spirit in order to reach as many people for Jesus as we can. Amen?
Amen.
Many billions of people still do not know the Lord. Many, many, many billions of people still do not know the Lord. And can I just say that many Catholics do not know Jesus personally? They might know religion. They might know prayers. They might know when to stand, when to sit, when to kneel. But they don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. And it's all about having a personal relationship with Jesus. And out of that relationship, move out. Amen. He's the vine and we're the branches. And we receive the anointing from him and the power from him. So what I'm trying to say is that the school teaches us. It gives us a great boost, you know, to carry on with the work of Jesus. Because the Lord never intended for his church to be an audience. Amen?
Amen.
He never intended for his church to be filled with people that have a spectator mentality.
Right.
Or they think like orphans, or they think with a victim mentality. No.
No.
The daughter of God walks in the same way that Jesus walked.
Right. And and you were just at Encounter Ministries. You did a transformation night for Encounter Ministries up in Brighton, Michigan. And I know that it is Father Matthias Thielen whose mantra is, Christ did not die for a powerless church.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. So what does somebody learn if they come to the school? First of all, when is the school?
Okay, the school, it's July 16th to the 22nd. And it's going to be in Anna Maria College in Paxton, Massachusetts. And if you're interested, you can go to the website, www.daysofglory.org. Or you can call a number, 520-414-8129.
Give me that number again, Maria, please.
It's 520-414-8129.
Okay.
So when a person comes to the school, we make sure that the person is empowered with the Holy Spirit because that's what the Lord wants. Amen.
Amen.
Before verse 49, Jesus told his followers, do not leave Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. And that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. Amen?
Amen.
The Spirit came with fire, with power. 120 believers, including the Virgin Mary, was there. Okay, so you can expect to be empowered with the Holy Spirit, because this is how the Lord wants his sons and daughters to walk in that kind of power. And then we teach on healing, how the Lord wants us to go and heal the sick. We teach on the prophetic, how to hear the voice of God, how to prophesy, how to be released in words of knowledge. And we activate you in that. We put you to work right then and there with people, you know, prophesying over one another, laying hands over one another for against sickness and diseases. Also, we teach how to live in an atmosphere, how to create an atmosphere in your life where the Holy Spirit is free to move in power. Because, Loretta, even with the words of our mouth, we can grieve the Holy Spirit and understand the power that we have in the tongue. Proverbs 18:21, we have the power of life and death in the tongue. So with the tongue, we either attract heaven or hell. We release life or death. We release faith or unbelief. We release light or darkness with the tongue, and people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You cannot go into church all your life, I'm a good Catholic, and then you speak like the devil. What is that?
That's so true. I love it.
You know, you know, you're double-minded. You're not whole in your life, in your mind, in your soul. So that's so important. So we stress that a lot. You got to change the way you speak. I was just in Ireland in March.
Yes.
And Lord gave me a word of knowledge that in this conference, there were people that they hated themselves and they hated their lives. And I'm talking about Catholics. This is a Catholic conference. And I thought it would be a few. And when I said, if that's you, if you hate yourself, if you hate your life, and you have spoken such things, come to the front. Loretta, so many people came to the front. And I got upset, I'm telling you. I got upset at the devil, but I also got upset at them. And I had to tell them, what voice are you listening to?
Right.
You are sons and daughters of God. God has amazing plans for your life.
Amen. Amen.
Why are you listening to the voice of the devil? He's a liar. John 8:44, he's a liar and the father of all lies. So this is what happens to so many church people. They don't read the Bible, so they don't have a deposit of truth in them. When the enemy comes with lies, they believe the lie.
Amen. Now, you just mentioned Ireland. Now, one of the things that happened to you when you were last in Ireland was that the dead was raised.
Yes. Yes, it was amazing. A lady that died in the midst of a conference, she died sitting on the pew. And I was getting ready to give my second talk. And the entity said, wait a second, there is something going on here towards the left side of the church. And so he said something, and I said, I will go and see. I didn't even know what was going on, but I went and I saw this lady had died. I mean, the color was horrible. It was like grayish. The eyes were like dead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was not breathing. Her jaw had dropped. There was a nurse aide trying to get her pulse in the neck and in her wrist. No pulse. No, she was dead. She was dead. And so I took authority over that spirit of death and commanded that spirit of death to release her in Jesus' mighty name. And I said, Holy Spirit, you're the spirit of resurrection. You're the spirit of life. Release her. Released life back into her body, and then we started to pray in the language of the Holy Spirit for about 10 minutes. And Loretta, it was an atmosphere of faith, okay?
Praise God.
A lot of people were praying in the Spirit around me, and so in 10 minutes, she came back to life.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
That was awesome. Oh. Well, let's go raise the dead. And that lady, I knew that my job there, my assignment was to bring her back to life. I did not doubt, because that charismatic gift of faith was operating in me. Amen?
Amen.
And that gift of faith, that charismatic gift of faith, it's an impartation of the faith of God for that moment. Amen?
Amen.
So powerful. Yeah.
So, wow.
Now, thank you, Lord. I'm going to shout, yes!
Yay!
Yes. Now, but I believe, even though it was a physical resurrection, I believe it is a prophetic sign for the Catholic Church that the Lord is reviving his church, that the Lord is bringing back his church to life, and that this is an amazing time that we're living in, because no matter how evil the days look like, no matter how dark the days are, we know that we are victorious in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, you talked about changing the atmosphere and teaching people how to give prophetic words, how to raise the dead, how to heal the sick. What do you do to change the atmosphere so that those that are at the School of the Holy Spirit believe?
Yes. Okay. So we spend a lot of time praising and worshiping God. First of all, the Lord is worthy. Amen?
Amen.
He's worthy to be praised and adored and worshiped. And that's what we have to keep in mind no matter what we're going through. He's at the throne. He's a good God, and he's good all the time.
Amen.
So we want to change the atmosphere through the praises that come out of our mouth. And this is very important. Psalm 22, verse 3 says, the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Another Bible translation says that the Lord is enthroned in the praises of his people. So when we start praising God, what happens? The atmosphere starts to change, because our praises build him a throne, and King Jesus comes. Amen?
Amen.
He's the King of kings, he's the King of glory, and he comes and he sits on that throne of praise. He comes with all the blessings of the kingdom of God. And this is how the atmosphere changes. Because Ephesians 2, verse 2 says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. And so if we want to get the enemy out of the way, the quickest way, you start praising God. And so praising the Lord is not about whether we feel like it or not.
Right.
It's about walking in revelation and giving to the Lord what he deserves, giving to the King of kings, giving to the King of glory the praises that he deserves. And when we do that, the atmosphere changes. And what happens? Healings start taking place. People start getting freed. Revelation starts flowing. I mean, the blessings of the kingdom come. It's heaven invading earth. Amen?
Amen.
And Loretta, because God is omnipresent, he's everywhere, but I'm talking about the manifest, tangible presence of God. That is not everywhere. This is what we release when God's people are together and we start praising God together. We start worshiping him in spirit and in truth. The atmosphere totally changes. And so that's the kind of atmosphere that we want to carry. Amen?
Amen.
That atmosphere that we want to carry with us everywhere we go. And that's easy, so easy then to share the gospel and to see healings and miracles and signs and wonders. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
No, it's easy to prophesy. It's easy to hear the voice of God. And it's easy to prophesy over somebody's life. So, yeah, we are ready to evangelize. Amen.
Amen. Well, registration on the internet, it says that registration closes today. So if you want to experience these miracles, signs, and wonders, if you just need a new attitude, please go on the website, daysofglory.org, or give Yvonne a call at 520-414-8129. Tell them you heard Maria Vadilla on the radio and you want some of that. And you want to sign up for the School of the Holy Spirit. When we come back from our second break, we're going to hear more about Maria and the exciting life she lives in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm Loretta Frelick, filling in for Father Anthony on Winds of Change.
St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, is open 24 hours a day, 7 days per week, for adoration of the Blessed Sacrament in the iconic monstrance. The Blessed Sacrament is reposed during the celebration of Mass and during special events. St. Stan's doors are always open for adoration. Come anytime, day or night. St. Stan's is located 2 blocks north of Division on Noble, right off the Kennedy. Visit ststanschurch.org.
We are the students of St. Stanislaus Kostka Academy.
Your children can join them for face-to-face classroom instruction. Visit ststanschicago.org to find out how.
And you're listening to the Winds of Change.
I'm Dr. Peter Howard, founder of the Fulton Sheen Movement. On July 9th, join me and Father Tom Loya at Annunciation Byzantine Catholic Church in Homer Glen for an historic rally to fan the flame of love and devotion to Venerable Fulton Sheen. We need Fulton Sheen's intercession and guidance now more than ever. We're gathering to pray for his cause and especially for the Holy Spirit to move the church to set a new date for his beatification. Starting at 10 a.m., come and pray with us. Enjoy a delicious cookout and hear inspiring talks on Sheen by Father Loya and myself. Activities are planned for the whole family. Go to FultonSheenMovement.com for a complete schedule and to sign our global petition to unpause the cause of this great prophet for our times. Co-sponsored by WFSI, this rally is your chance to make a difference. I'll see you all on July 9th.
Bye now, and God love you.
We're coming back from our break, and I don't know if you were able to hear, Maria, but the ad for Fulton Sheen, it just sounds so exciting there. And so I hope all of our listeners come out to the Unpause the Cause event for Fulton Sheen, who was, I believe, the first truly Catholic broadcaster, a winner of some television Emmys. He beat out Milton Berle. Now, for some of you kids, you probably don't know who he was, but he was an incredible comedian. But Fulton Sheen had just a gift of evangelization. He had a gift of making God practical in your life and made you hunger to have Jesus part of it. So I hope everybody comes on out for Unpause the Cause so we get Fulton Sheen back on track to become a saint, and God bless him. Well, Maria, what would you say is the most important thing for those of us that can't come to School of the Holy Spirit, and just don't have the opportunity to travel to Massachusetts? What would you say is the most important thing they can do at home?
Well, they can watch online. It's going to be...
Oh, cut it out. It's going to be live streamed?
Yes, it is.
Oh, how awesome. So we want to go online and register for that at thesamedaysofglory.org? Or do we want to call Yvonne?
No, you can register online. And I want to say that... Today, it's the last day to register to stay in the college. But you can register at any time and stay somewhere else. And you can even go and register on site on the same day.
Excellent.
Today the deadline is for those staying inside the college. But you don't have to stay there.
Okay. Now, you usually had it at a hotel, and now you're moving into the college.
Yes.
Why the difference? What's the choice that you
made? Well, it's much cheaper.
Okay.
Than staying 1 week at a hotel. Before COVID, we had it at a parish, right, and people have to stay at a hotel. Then we moved in to the hotel, and it's expensive, as you know, for a whole week. So it's less expensive at this college. Anna Maria College, I have not been there, but they say it's so beautiful and peaceful that it's really, you can sense the presence of God in the grounds of that college. But I'll let you know when I go.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to, I'm going to be watching live stream. So I hope all of our listeners that cannot attend, tune in and watch live stream to see the supernatural signs and wonders that come through the screen as we praise God with everybody at the School of the Holy Spirit. And listen to the wonderful words of the Spirit through the speakers. Now, who are your speakers going to be?
Well, first of all, Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Okay.
And then yours truly.
Very good.
And then a lady that is on fire, her name is Katie Souza, and she has an amazing testimony of being a drug dealer. She was wild. She ended up in prison. But she met Jesus, and her life totally changed.
Glory to God.
Yes, she's very strong in healing and in soul healing, healing of the mind, healing of the emotions, you know, memory.
Yes.
She's very good at that. So it's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome. If you're involved, it's going to be awesome.
Oh, no, the Holy Spirit is involved. It's going to be awesome.
Well, that's because you bring him everywhere you go. So we're just very blessed to have you on the radio with us today. Now, Maria, I find it really amazing because in me, I feel that there's a book, but I just can't sit down and write it, put pen to paper. I have little stories that I want to include in it, but you have written over 10 books?
10 books and one in the oven.
What's in the oven? Tell me what's in the oven.
It's a book called Fire Power.
Oh, wow.
And I have to get more organized so that I can finish it. Yes. Because we need to realize that we have firepower.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And how? Tell me what your favorite book is. Do you have one? Because you know I do.
Can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
Tell me what your favorite book is. Do you have one? Because I do.
Yes. Jesus, Man of War. That's my favorite book. It says his victory for those who praise him.
Wow.
Or I love that book.
Well, you know, my favorite is Break Open Your Wells, which is all about praise and worship. And I've used so many of your examples from that book in my life and teaching. And I am telling you, listeners, break open your wells. You want to change your life. Start praising the Lord. And Maria's written many beautiful books, but for me, Break Open Your Wells is probably the funnest. And the cover of the book says it all. It is a woman, a painting of a woman riding a wave. And really, that's what happens when you start praising the Lord. You start riding the waves of the Holy Spirit, and your life will never be the same.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
But for people to praise and worship God, they have to have the revelation of the goodness of God, of who Jesus is. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And people have the wrong idea of God, of the Father. They don't read the Word of God, and so they have a mixture of things that they were told that they are not true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's why many people don't praise God. And then they look at us praising God and they think we're crazy. And I tell them, yes, I am crazy. I'm crazy in love with Jesus.
Amen. And you know, that was Catherine of Siena's, you know, phrase, that the Lord is pazzo d'amore, crazy in love with you.
I mean, amen.
And you know, that's like you hear that phrase and you just think of like, you know, young love, you know, a girl and a boy meet and they're just crazy in love with them, with each other. And you know, you see them and they just can't stop looking at each other. They just can't stop being with each other. They can't stop holding each other's hand. They can't stop being away from each other. And so when we fall pazzo d'amore in love with Jesus, we return that same crazy in love that he has for us. And it is a relationship that just gets better and better and better. And not by days, weeks, or months, but by milliseconds.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't get upset at me, but I'm his favorite.
No, Maria, I'm his favorite.
And this is how every one of us feels.
Right.
Every single son and daughter should feel that way, because this is how he makes you feel. You feel so loved, so protected, so, enveloped in his presence. It's so beautiful.
It is.
So beautiful.
It is. And nothing can harm you. Nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had an approaching death experience this past year, and I've shared this with some of our listeners before, but I was in my parish school, and we were working, getting classes ready for that evening, and I got told by the head of the religious ed to come into her office, be quiet, and to sit still, that we were on lockdown. So at first it was a little surreal. I thought, and then I saw the television monitor that had four different views of the hallways, and I could see movement out there. And at first I'm just sitting there and I'm thinking, wow, this is kind of strange. But then it became all too real for me. But the moment it became too real, I found myself saying to the Lord, Lord, if this is how you want me to go out, I go. I trust that you will take care of those that I love that I'm leaving behind. And I was not afraid of death. I thought, wow, this really must be what a relationship with the Lord is. To know that everything we are is His, and in Him we have all that we need. And this life here on this earth is just part of the journey. And the next phase is in His hands too.
Amen. Amen and amen. And you know, the beautiful thing also about Jesus being your Lord and Savior is that you never feel alone.
Right.
He's always with me. He's always with you. I'm not alone. And this is so beautiful.
Exactly. And the part that you're not alone in can just be feeling His love, feeling His protection. But I also find that, you know, I can be a little snarky. I also find that I'm then saying, hey, you, is this what you signed me up for? And then there'll be this flood, you know, of medical help or professional help, or you can feel somebody praying for you that you didn't normally have that experience, and everything changes. He doesn't leave you orphaned or abandoned, even in the midst of incredible challenges.
And amen.
Amen. And, you know, I just read something so beautiful in my Magnifica prayer group this morning. I just can't help but tell everyone. Chara Lubick, who is the founder of Focolare, she wrote a little commentary that was in the Magnificat that it says, without crosses in our life, we tend to see the stars as fireflies, and we don't see them as the stars. Yet it's God that wants us to come and play in the stars with Him, and we cannot lose sight of that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
When we know the power of the blood of Jesus, that it's all because of the blood, that we are accepted by the Father, not because of own works, but because of His finished work at the cross, your whole life will change.
Yes.
And Jesus from the cross, John 19, verse 30, I think, He said, it is finished. His work of redemption. I mean, He paid for all your sin. He paid for every sickness and every disease. He paid for everything.
Right.
So that have an abundant life. It is finished.
Thank you, Lord. And you know, Scripture, I don't know where it is, but Scripture also says that when the Father looks at us, He sees the righteousness of Jesus. Think about that. when the Father looks at me, he sees the righteousness of Jesus. He doesn't see Loretta with all of her sins and her impatience and her bad habits and her, you know, he doesn't see the craziness. No, he sees the righteousness of Jesus. That's the victory that Calvary gives me. I mean, I just get blown. I remember one year when I first came to that understanding, I was like blown away for like a whole year. In awe, I would tell people, do you know that when the Father looks at me, he sees the righteousness of Jesus? I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Look, 2 Corinthians 5:21, he who knew no sin became sin for us so that we could be the righteousness of God in him. So Jesus became sin on the cross. Think about that.
Yes. Oh, I hurt when I think about that.
I know. We can't even fathom. We can't even understand at all. But sin is ugly.
It is.
He became sin. I mean, he became something horrible on the cross so that we could be made right with God. And a lot of people don't understand that. You know, I was in my parish one time and sitting on the pew waiting for Mass to start. Mm-hmm. And this couple came with this little kid, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The kid was a little hyper, like a lot of boys are,
yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The mother was telling the kid, behave, look at Jesus, he's going to punish you. He's going to punish you. You better behave or else he's looking at you, he's going to punish you. I look at the mother, I wanted to talk to her, but you know she's already putting the wrong idea in the kid's head.
Right.
You know, making him afraid of God.
Exactly, and not knowing that the love of God will help you with whatever behavior problem you're experiencing.
Yeah, I know that kids have to behave. I get it. I had three sons. You know what I'm saying? I know. But that's not the way you discipline a child.
No, it is not. It is not. Now, Maria, I also know, and our listeners that are regular listeners to the program, they know you travel to Africa an awful lot. In fact, you travel all over the world, Poland, Ireland, Italy, and you also travel all over the United States and Canada. Can you tell us where you're going next after the School of the Holy Spirit?
Well, before the School of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to...
Oh, my gosh. In the next couple of days?
Yes. Going to San Antonio, Texas.
Okay.
And then I come back and I go to Italy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, next week.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm excited because, you know, when you go back to the same place, you create bonds of love with people.
Yes.
And I love to see these people, and I hope I meet new people and that I get to minister to new people.
Praise God.
I love to see people growing up and, you know, walking in more anointing and, you know, having more testimonies than before. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
It is. Well, Maria, we just have a few more minutes left, and we have some events that are coming up here in Chicago that... One is presented by the Catholic Charismatic Renewal for Chicago. We're going to be celebrating Praise the Father Prayer Breakfast. And it's the worship leader, listeners, is going to be Dr. Mark Nemo. We've got special guests, the country singer Annie Vander. Annie's been on our program. And we have the Holy Trinity Praise Dancers of St. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus Parish. And they'll be there. And that's this Saturday, June 17th, from 9 to 12. And registration is required. A free will offering will be taken. And if you want to have more information, give the Catholic Charismatic Renewal a call at 708-209-1199. And then, even more exciting than the Praise Breakfast, is Encounter School of Ministry, the Chicago campus, is going to have a summer intensive. And it's going to run from July 31st to August 3rd Father Raddick, Deacon John Busari, Deacon Rich Holivoat, Mark Nemo, and Peter Newborn are going to be leading worship. And we are going to have just a wonderful opportunity learning the very things that Maria mentioned, too, about identity and transformation, hearing God's voice, the prophetic gifts, power and healing, and inner healing freedom. And that'll be at night. It's only from 5 to 9 at night. So if you aren't doing the intensive with Maria, or if you want to do both, because ours will start July 31st. So we hope, Maria, that you will pray for these two events. And I wanted to give you the last word, and I wanted to ask that you would pray for our listeners to have that encounter with Holy Spirit and to just...
Yes, Lord. Father God, we just thank you for this amazing helper that you have given to us. And I ask you, Lord, for a big outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon each listener. Holy Spirit, come with revelation. Reveal Jesus to all of us. And let us fall in love with Jesus more and more and more. Lord, release that gift of salvation. Let people come to the knowledge of the Lord, that they repent and turn to the Lord. Because Jesus is the only Savior. And we just thank you in advance for the Holy Spirit to come and to be released in great power, with fire, with wisdom and revelation. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. And Maria, we are praying for you for all your endeavors, all of your travels, and the school of the Holy Spirit. And we just decree and declare that, Holy Spirit, you shall be poured out from the very throne room of God, that the very person of the Holy Spirit shall fall upon Maria and Father Tom and Katie Souza and all the music and ministers at this event, that this is such an intensive time with you. It's like an incubator in Holy Spirit, and that each and every person will leave that school just more and more and more empowered. And I decree and declare that fireballs, joy bombs shall come over both of these schools, the Summer Intensive and the School of the Holy Spirit and the Praise Breakfast, and all shall just grow in the Holy Spirit beyond their own understanding, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, Maria, I can't thank you enough for coming on the program. As always, the time flies by. It is much too short when you're with us. I could talk to you. You are just so, you're contagious, and I know it's Holy Spirit in you.
Thank you for having me, Loretta.
Thank you. God bless you, Maria.
Love you.
Love you, too. Okay, listeners, you heard it. Maria Vidia, who is just, she is just a giant joy bomb, isn't she? She is so enthusiastic about God and His Holy Spirit. And we like to keep you guys advised when she is hosting an event. I wish it could be here in Chicago, but it's not. And so if you want to learn more about the Holy Spirit, and you want to learn more about Holy Spirit in your life, please go to Queenship Publishing or Amazon. The 10 books, Maria, you've got a chance to catch up on what she's got in store for us in the 10 books. And before her new one comes out, listeners, pray for our nation, pray for this world, and pray for our church. And we just want to give God glory in every program. And we just want to bless His holy name. Amen.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? We marvel and flatter such meaningless thought, the shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide.